truth with a Bible in one hand
and an American flag in the other.
This is God's country.
From the Liberty University broadcast studio, it's Todd Starnes.
You know, I really do wonder how many liberals across the fruited plain get triggered by our intro music and the theme of this radio program. I suspect a whole lot of them. Welcome to the program, everybody. Todd Starnes here, an honor to be with you for 3 hours of common sense conservative conversation. And we're going to be talking about things that a lot of people, even some conservatives, don't want to talk about on the radio, lest they be triggered. And we're going to have a lot of fun today. We've got a lot of stuff going on, and it is an honor to have you with us. And we want to welcome all of our new listeners to our brand new affiliate in Memphis, Tennessee, the blowtorch of the Mid-South, KWAM, the voice of Memphis. Honored to be on both their AM and their FM signals. And a little bit of personal news, I'll actually be purchasing that radio station in hopefully by the spring. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll tell you more about that. But as a way to welcome all of our listeners in the Mid-South, and we've got a lot of listeners in that part of the country, all of you folks who call in today, you make it on the air, we're going to give you a great prize package. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this for today's program. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, folks. 844-747-8868. And again, a lot of big stories, a lot of political news, a lot of culture war news as well. Of course, the big culture war battle with the Boy Scouts of America. The announcement earlier today, the Boy Scouts of America filing for bankruptcy protection. And folks, some of the heinous stuff that was going on in that organization, it's just mind-blowing. And we've been talking about the Boy Scouts for so long on this radio program, how they have, over a period of times, they have capitulated on their value system. And it is a slippery slope. When you start going down that path, when you start violating your deeply held belief system, it is a slippery slope towards irrelevance. And that's what's been happening with the Boy Scouts of America. First, they were told by the Supreme Court they had a constitutional right to decide who could become a member. Then they had the law on their side. They had the Constitution on their side. And the Boy Scouts, they stood back and said, you know what? No, you know, even though we have the right, we're going to go ahead and let gay scouts in. But that's it. That's where we draw the line. We're not going to capitulate any further. That's it. That's the line in the sand. And then what happened? Well, then they decided, you know what, we're gonna start letting gay adult leaders into the troop. But that's it. That's the line. That's the line in the sand. We're not gonna cross that line. We're going to take a stand here. And then the next thing you know, they decide to open up the ranks to boys who are, or to girls who identify as boys. They decided they were going to open the ranks to transgender scouts. And then once again, the adult leaders of the Boy Scouts said, that's it. No more. We're not going to capitulate. We're drawing a line in the sand. We're not going to let anybody cross that line. And then the next thing you know, they're letting girls who identify as girls into the Boy Scouts. And once again, the Boy Scout leadership came out and they told America, that's it. No more capitulation. We're drawing a line in the sand and we're not going to cross that line anymore. And then the next thing you know, they're changing the name of the organization to just the Scouts. There's no room to capitulate anymore. So we're going to talk to our good friend, Mark Hancock, who is with Trail Life USA, one of the most incredible scouting organizations out there. And it was really birthed out of this cultural chaos within the Boy Scouts. And Mark's going to be here a little bit later on, and we're going to talk to him. I know the Boy Scouts declared bankruptcy, but let's be honest, they've been morally bankrupt for a mighty long time now. Mighty long time. We have some very disturbing video that we've posted on ToddStarnes.com. I want you to watch this video before we go into this segment. It'll be happening in the second hour of the show. There was a young lady. She is a Second Amendment rights activist. She is a gun owner, a law-abiding gun owner. Her name is Caitlin Bennett. She was on Ohio University's campus yesterday. and she was attacked by a violent mob of leftists. And the police were there but did not arrest a single person. We have all sorts of video. And you need to see this because the police said it was a peaceful mob. I contend otherwise, and I suspect you will too when you see this incredible video. Caitlin is going to be here in the second hour of the show, and we're really looking forward to having a terrific conversation with her as well. But before we get into all of that, I want to address this issue with Michael Bloomberg. The Democrat turned Republican turned independent turned Democrat who's now running for the presidency. And Mini Mike, as the president calls him, has a mighty big mouth. And we've been documenting some of the things that Bloomberg has been saying just a few days ago. But we told you about his attacks on farmers, how he said that farmers and blue-collar workers do not necessarily have the mental capacity to do anything other than plant corn. Play that cut, please.
I could teach processes. I could teach anybody, even people in this room, so no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300, you could learn that. Then you have 300 years of the industrial society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank and the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. And we created a lot of jobs. 98% of the world worked in agriculture. Today, it's 2% in the United States. Now comes the information economy. And the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. And the skill sets that you have to learn are how to think and analyze. And that is a whole degree level different. You have to have a different skill set. You have to have a lot more gray matter.
Yeah, you got to have a lot more gray matter. I'm not sure why the soundbite cut out there, but you've got to have a lot more gray matter. Yeah, you could give a monkey some seeds and he could go out there and plant corn. How appalling and arrogant and condescending is that? But quite frankly, more than all of that, it's just flat out ignorant. There is so much science that is involved in being a farmer. There is so much business acumen that you have to have as a farmer to run your business. And for this moron of short stature in New York City to go out there and to attack and smear our farmers, it's beyond the pale. Then he's going out there and he's labeling every black person in America in the inner cities to be a criminal. Says what you got to do is throw the black kids up against the wall. But all of that pales in comparison to what he told a group of Jewish folks sitting around having a conversation. We have the video at toddstarnes.com so you can see it for yourself. But Bloomberg was telling these folks, you know what, we got a problem here in this country with health care. The problem is we're taking care of all the old people. And what we ought to do is we ought to let these old people just die off. Cut number two.
And what things they can fix right away. And if you're bleeding, they'll stop the bleeding. If you need an x-ray, you're going to have to wait. That's just, and all of these costs keep going up. Nobody wants to pay any more money. And at the rate we're going, healthcare is going to bankrupt us. So not only do we have a problem, it's going to bankrupt us. And we've got to sit here and say which things we're going to do and which things we're not. Nobody wants to do that. You know, you show up with prostate cancer and you're 95 years old, we should say, go and enjoy, have an ice cream, lead a long life. There's no cure, and you can't do anything. If you're a young person, we should do something about it. Society's not willing to do that yet.
Do you want that guy in the White House making decisions about your grandma? Well, gee, sorry, kid, but your grandmother, she's 85 years old, and look, she's been around for a long time, and give her a kiss and wish her the best. I mean, geez, hello, ladies and gentlemen. You know who's owed an apology here is Sarah Palin. Back when she was running as McCain's failed bid for the presidency, she was the only sanity on that ticket. Sarah Palin went out there and she told people, Obamacare, you got to be careful, folks, because Obamacare is about the death panels, that not everybody's going to be able to get health care. Not everybody's going to be treated because of their medical conditions. And she was lampooned. She was mocked and ridiculed, not just by leftists, but also by a good many of these never Trumpers out there. She was heckled. I wrote a book about this, Dispatches from Bitter America. This is like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. Wrote a book about this. And people said we were out of our minds. Well, you know what? That, ladies and gentlemen, is what a death panel sounds like. Michael Bloomberg saying, you know what? You're 95. You got cancer. You know, that's going to cost a lot of money here. We're going to run up the math and... you know, it's just going to be cheaper if we just let you bite the big one. Can I just say this, ladies and gentlemen? That guy, Michael Bloomberg, the mini man with the big mouth, has no business being anywhere near the White House or a nursing home, for that matter. 844-747-8868. Toll free number here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. What a great day we have here on the show, and so many great guests. Our good friend Congresswoman Debbie Lesko is going to be here in just a little while. Mark Hancock from Trail Life USA, and also Caitlin Bennett, who was attacked by this mob of leftists at Ohio University. We're going to talk with her. But one of the other reasons today is an exciting day here on the program. We are announcing a brand new partnership, and I want to share this with you guys because I think it's this is important to me. If you have been a longtime listener to this program, you know how committed we are to the pro-life movement. And you know, we broadcast many folks that were marching in Washington, D.C. for the March for Life. We have a number of the pro-life groups on this radio show on a regular basis. And honestly, you know, when you hear things like Michael Bloomberg saying that they want to kill all the old people, just let them die, you know where that comes from? That comes from abortion. We have lost respect for life in this country. There is none. I mean, look at how kids are entertained these days by sitting down in front of video screens and playing video games where they're slaughtering people. That's entertainment in America these days. And that's just the reality of it. That is the reality of who we are right now in this country. So it should not be surprising when we hear people like Bloomberg say, yeah, you know what, we just need to let the old people die off. They're going to die anyway. May as well go ahead and give them a head start. That's because we don't respect life. And that's why it really puzzles me that God continues to bless our country, even though this country is responsible for the slaughter of tens of millions of unborn babies. But I've got to tell you something here, folks. It's more than just marching in the streets, and it's more than just signing petitions. We've got to get involved. This is like hands-on stuff. And so we are excited today to announce a partnership. And this is prayerfully going to be a long-term partnership with this radio program with Preborn. Preborn.com is the website, and we have all the information on ToddStarnes.com. All right, ToddStarnes.com. You'll see the story, Miracle, Mission Preborn saves 24,000 babies. More than 24,000. This is an incredible ministry, and they are dedicated to doing a couple of things. And I want to tell you about this because I want us to be involved in this. And before I go any further, I want you to know that I am a supporter of Mission Preborn. So this is where I'm happy to donate my money and my resources. So in 2018, Preborn administered more than 72,000 pregnancy tests and over 39,000 ultrasounds. That's what they do, free of charge to desperate young women. And as a result of their efforts, over 24,000 babies were saved in just 1 year, ladies and gentlemen, just 1 year. And those of you, and I know we have a very large audience of Christians who listen to this program, you will also know that over 4,000 of these young ladies became Christians as a result of their involvement in Mission Preborn. And now we have an opportunity to get involved and to stand in the gap for those preborn babies and their moms. And one of the ways we're going to do that is we are going to raise money to buy ultrasound machines for pregnancy centers around the country. This is going to be so awesome. And we're also going to be raising money to provide free ultrasounds for expectant moms. So you go into one of these pregnancy centers and you're going to get help. And here's why this is important. When a woman is considering an abortion and she's about to go to Planned Parenthood, but she finds out about a pregnancy center and she goes and she gets the ultrasound, 80% of those women end up choosing life when they see the ultrasound image of their babies. That's unbelievable. Folks, again, this is boots on the ground stuff right here. So when a woman who is considering an abortion goes in and she gets an ultrasound and she sees that image of her baby, 80% of those women choose life. But here's the reality of this. A lot of pregnancy centers around the country do not have that kind of equipment. And they need it. And that's where Preborn comes into play. And that's where this radio show comes into play. Can you imagine what it would be like to know that we were a part of something to help save babies from the abortion mills? You want to talk about the biggest culture issue of facing our nation right now? It's that issue, the issue of life. Because I contend, ladies and gentlemen, if we can't get that issue right, if we can't understand that life begins at conception, if we can't get that right, we can't get anything right. What was it that our founding fathers said? We are endowed by our creator, with certain inalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, ladies and gentlemen, it is a right endowed to us by Almighty God. Not the Democrats, not the Republicans, but Almighty God. So we're really excited about this. And you're going to hear some great stories during our commercial breaks. You're going to be hearing some guests on this radio program in the coming weeks and months as we join the cause here. ToddStearns.com. Check out all the information there. ToddStearns.com, Mission Preborn. And folks, this is going to be exciting when we get the news that we have played a part in saving lives. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us for this afternoon of conversation. Did you catch the end of the Daytona 500 last night? Wow, that thing just went into two overtimes. Pretty remarkable. And then that terrible crash. Ryan Newman this was just seconds before the end of the race when Newman was involved in that crash, and a lot of people very, very concerned about his condition. And the good news is I know a lot of people were praying for Ryan and his family, and the first responders, and it took a long time to get him out of the wreckage of the car. But it looks like he's going to be okay. They're telling us that he was seriously injured, but the injury's not life threatening. And honestly, that is an answer to prayer, because when you look at that video, and I saw this happen live on television, and it just did not look good. And when you saw Jeff Jordan's response and reaction on during the end of the broadcast, that really concerned a lot of people. And so certainly I hope that looks like he's going to be in for a long haul here. But you know what? He's got a lot of support. And look, I think he's going to be back to racing, who knows, before too terribly long. Let's pray that's the case. In the meanwhile, Denny Hamlin, congratulations to him winning his third Daytona. And, you know, Caleb, it's interesting. He caught a lot of flack and really unwarranted, in my estimation, because he had no idea of what had happened. You know, it happened so quickly. So he's the winner and he's doing the celebratory stuff and the team is celebrating. And then I guess they almost immediately, you know, they get word that that Newman had crashed and immediately the celebration stopped. But a lot of people were giving Denny Hamlin and the Gibbs Racing folks the what for. They said it was, you know, inappropriate. I just don't think the guy knew. But as soon as he found out, you know, it was very subdued. And, you know, he said, you know, the right things that needed to be said.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I mean, there's a big crash at the end of the Daytona 500 almost every single year. And hardly any of them are as serious as last night's were. And you got to remember, Denny Hamlin just kind of drives through the smoke in that crash. He has no idea that he probably didn't know that Ryan Newman hadn't gotten out of his car yet. So I think he knew there was a crash. I don't think he knew or could be expected to have any idea about the severity of it. But live on television, you're seeing Denny Hamlin celebrating and all of that. And then you're cutting to fire crews trying to find a way to get Ryan Newman out of his car. And so live on television, it's a bad look. But I think you're right. I don't think there's any way Hamlin could be expected to know that.
No, and the track is so large. I mean, you have no idea. This was happening in a different area of the track. But, you know, this is why I really hate Twitter. Because it just, their context is everything. And there are a lot of people that were tweeting. There were like two or three. This was, I believe, the third of this was the last of the three crashes that happened sort of, you know, one right after the other. And so a lot of people were tweeting about the previous crash saying, you know, really bad things. And they were having to retract all that because they thought they were talking about Newman. I hate Twitter. Can I just say it? I hate Twitter.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, there were some people who were wondering if somebody had caused this crash. But really what caused it was a guy trying to help him win. I think, was it Blaney that was behind him?
No one's really at fault here.
Yeah, he was trying to push him, and there was just bad luck, basically. They caught a bad angle, and that's what caused him to spin. And then, you know, all the other drivers behind him, they're just driving towards the finish line, and it was all just really unfortunate.
And you're right, and there was a guy who, you know, the previous crash, the guy was he on the inside lane, and just it was the angle, and it just shot that car right up. You know, at that point, you're along for the ride.
Well, and it's not just that it shot him up, it's also that it hit him full speed right in the driver's side door. It basically hit him at full speed. That was the scary part of that.
It was crazy. It was just a wild Daytona 500. But you're right. Look, a lot of crashes, especially towards the end. And my guy, I'm a big fan of William Byron, you know, and he's sponsored by Liberty University. He's actually a Liberty University student, but he got knocked out earlier in the afternoon in a crash. So but he's all good. But on to Vegas, as they say. They have another race this weekend.
Yeah, and you know, locally here, of course, us folks here in Gainesville, Georgia, Chase Elliott, son of Bill Elliott, he's from Dawsonville, Georgia. I think he got knocked out of that race as well.
He was looking pretty good. There was a time or two he was up in the number five, number six. So he was having a good race until he got knocked out.
He won the first phase, I believe.
Good guy, good kid. I saw some pre-game or pre-race interviews with him, and a good guy. Hey, I got a question for you folks. So recliner gate has become a thing now. We talked about this last week with Robin Walensky. This woman who reclined her airline seat as an American Airlines flight. She reclines her seat. And the guy behind her was in the last seat of the plane, so he was not able to recline back in response. And basically, he had this woman's, you know, entirety of the back of her head in front of his, literally in front of his face. So she apparently, when she reclined back, she knocked the guy's drink off. And so the guy for the entire flight was just banging her chair, the back of her chair with his knee. And it led to this huge controversy. We were talking to Robin Walensky, who fills in for me on the show. And Walensky, who is from New Jersey, said if that had been her, she would have engaged in some Jersey justice and had a come to Jesus meeting with the guy. And a lot of controversy over who was at fault here. And I am curious your thoughts about this. Who do you think is at fault here? Is it the woman who is reclining, or is it the guy behind her knocking her in the back with his knees? We have an update to this story, but I want to get the number out here. 844-747-8868. What would you do? What would you do in that situation? You're on an airplane. You decide you're going to recline your seat all the way back. What would you do if the person behind you started kicking you? 844-747-8868 is our phone number. Give us a call. Here's the update. So this woman, her name is Wendy Williams. She was on an American Airlines flight from New Orleans to Charlotte, North Carolina. And she started videotaping this guy as he kept bumping the back of her seat. Either he was either kicking it or he was hitting it. But there was some sort of altercation there. Very passive aggressive. And she posted it on social media. I mean, several million views, 2.4 million views. This is like the most pressing issue facing America right now. And it has created a debate about who is the bigger jerk. Was it the puncher or the poster? That's a terrific question. Who was the bigger jerk? So she knocks over the guy's drink. So now he is threatening American Airlines, and she wants the guy arrested. She says that she was injured. She suffered an injury as a result of the incessant kicking in the of the seat, and she wants the guy arrested. And now she's threatening to sue American Airlines because she says that she did not knock over the man's drink, and so she says that the. She says the statement from the airline was defamatory and that the flight attendant's comments were slanderous.
You know, I'm not defending the guy that was punching the back of her chair, but you know a good way for her to avoid injury? It would be to lean the seat back up.
Yeah, that's a fair thing. So the airline actually sided with the man. And they gave the woman a passenger disturbance notice. I've never heard of those things. Is that like, you know, like soccer? They red card you or yellow card you?
I guess that'd be a yellow card.
A yellow card? All right. I don't know. I only watch American sports. Football. Baseball.
Red card is like ejection. Yellow card, think of it like a technical foul.
So they yellow carded her on the plane and because she refused to stop filming on her cell phone. But she eventually complied and turned it off and then posted the video on social media. Can I just say something? This woman's behavior, she sounds like the bigger jerk to me. I'm just saying, you have the airline, the flight attendant, and the guy behind her all basically saying that she is the instigator to all of this. And it just seems to me that maybe this woman, Wendy Williams... she's not the same Wendy Williams with the TV show, that she is the bigger jerk. But I am curious, what would you do, and who is the bigger jerk? Give us a call, 844-747-8868, toll-free number. All of our callers from the Mid-South today, you guys get a great free prize package, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Yeah.
folks. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, a lot of you getting some messages here. They say, Todd, is there a way for us to call pre-born so that we can donate to buy one of these ultrasound machines? And the answer is absolutely yes. So I want you to go ahead and write down this number. It's a very simple text message. Text #250. That's #250, and the keyword is baby, B-A-B-Y. So if you would like to join the Todd Stearns Radio Show team as we raise money to buy ultrasound machines for these pregnancy centers, we would love for you to join us, and you can do that simply by texting #250. That's text #250, and the keyword is baby. And I think they're going to ask you, where did you hear about it? And you just say the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And there you go. We're going to keep you updated on this. Our goal is to, as a radio program, is to buy 100 of these ultrasound machines. Can you? This is going to be just so awesome. And we're going to bring you all sorts of information about how we are doing as we launch this new effort today. All right. Look, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, or the former Mayor Pete, we're still calling him Mayor Pete. He is doubling down on some comments he made about illegal aliens. He says illegals have every bit of claim on this country as the rest of us. In other words, this guy, Mayor Pete, they want you to think that he is a liberal. He is not. He is a leftist. And say what you want to about Bernie Sanders, but at least the man is honest with you. Bernie Sanders admits that he is a communist. Bernie Sanders admits that he hates the American way of life. Bernie Sanders admits that he would rather pal around with people like the Castros and the Soviet Union. At least he's honest about that. But these other goons like Mayor Pete and honestly Michael Bloomberg, that guy is not just sleazy, he's just downright evil. Anybody who wants to kill your grandmother, yeah, that's a pretty bad guy, in my estimation. I'm just saying. So you've got Mayor Pete out there saying that we ought to be telling the dreamers that we support them and we understand that this country is your country too. I'm sorry, but that is a lie. That is an absolute lie. They came into this country illegally. One of the lawmakers, one of the people running for the White House, was complaining yesterday. Well, it's just, it's people have to wait far too long to come into this country legally. Yeah, that's because of all the illegals. And yes, we do need to reform the way legal immigrants come into this country. And that is true. Many of them are waiting far too long. But you know what? They really don't care about legal immigrants. They care about the illegals because, ladies and gentlemen, they want the power. They want the votes. Later on this week, we're going to talk to a guy who's very concerned about what's happening right now in the state of Texas. There is great concern that Texas may go blue only because of the number of illegal immigrants that are moving into the state and will have the ability to vote on Election Day. That's a problem, and we've got to deal with it. And the president's doing a good job, but this is a huge, huge effort. That's Mayor Pete. Now, I normally don't tell you folks to watch these Democrat debates, but I'm making an exception. Tomorrow in Nevada, the Democrats are going to debate. Mike Bloomberg has qualified for the debate. This is going to be the first time that Bloomberg gets to stand on a stage. I don't know if he's going to have a box. I don't know that, but we'll find out, Caleb. We'll find out. But regardless, he's going to be on that stage. And he'll be standing up there with all the other Democrats having to answer for some of these outrageous things he's been saying, some of which are racist, some of which to them sound very criminal, like letting old people die. That's a problem. And we can only hope that somehow Mike Bloomberg is called out on all of this. In other words, it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight tomorrow, folks. And so if you want to be entertained, I would just get yourself some Orville Redenbacher, get yourself a nice big ice-cold Baptist martini. For you Lutherans, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. And just kick back at the lazy boy and have a good time, because that's what I'm going to be doing. And we'll be live tweeting the whole thing. But I think it'll be fun to watch it all together, don't you think? Brand new NPR, PBS, Marist poll. Bad news for Biden, Warren, and Mayor Pete. And here are the numbers. These are fascinating numbers, folks. I've been telling you, the party has not just gone to the left, but they are now officially a socialist communist party. And this new NPR PBS Marist national poll seems to indicate what I've been telling you. Bernie Sanders now leads all Democrats with 31% of the vote. In other words, if the election were held today, Bernie Sanders would get 31% of the Democrat vote. Mike Bloomberg would get 19%. Now, we don't know. This poll was taken before a lot of the controversial statements came out about Bloomberg, so I suspect his numbers might be going down. But here's the more important thing you need to understand. Joe Biden only is getting 15% of the vote in this poll. What does that tell us? That tells us Biden's done. He's gone. We're talking, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a former vice president. We're talking about Barack Hussein Obama's vice president, for goodness sakes. And the guy has no money. He's got no platform. He's got nothing. Now, I want to run down the numbers here. Sanders, 31%. Bloomberg, 19%. Biden, 15%. Pocahontas, Hiawatha, coming in at 12%. Amy Klobuchar, coming in at 9%. And Mayor Pete at 8%. Now, this is pretty fascinating, but I'm not surprised by Mayor Pete's fall from grace here. And the reason why, it has nothing to do with his homosexuality. Nothing to do with that at all. This has to do with people not trusting the guy. There's something off-putting about Mayor Pete. Still trying to figure out what that is. Now, in South Carolina, among Black Democrats, yeah, it's the gay marriage thing. And you can ask James Clyburn about that, the Democrat congressman from South Carolina. But not surprised here at Mayor Pete's fall from grace. We'll see how all this plays out. Bloomberg, Clinton, does that really do anything? I don't think so. Bloomberg, Michelle Obama? Well, that could be interesting. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.